Hi, Bill Neff with you once again for our daily devotional get-together here on Morning and Evening. Today, our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, is commenting on a phrase that's repeated quite often in the Song of Solomon. In chapter 2, verse 8, for instance, the woman refers to her husband as my beloved. And Spurgeon writes these words. This was a golden name that the ancient church, in her most joyous moments, ascribed to her Lord Jesus Christ. The church loves to call Jesus her beloved. She rejoices to declare openly, I belong to my beloved Jesus, and he belongs to me. Even in the long winter, when idolatry had taken its toll on God's people, the prophets looked past the present discipline of the Lord and reminded the people that they will again sing a song to their dearly beloved God. And even though Israel had never seen his face, though the Son of God hadn't yet taken on human flesh to live among us, and even though we had not yet seen his glory, he was still the comfort of Israel, the one who is dearly loved by those who live purely before the Most High. And now we, in the summer days of the church, are also compelled to speak of Christ as the best lover of our soul, to feel that he is more beautiful than all others. His love for the church is so true that the Apostle Paul defies the whole universe to separate her from the love of Christ. He declares that neither persecutions, distress, afflictions, disaster, or the sword have been able to do it. In fact, he boasts that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. If only we knew more of you and your precious love, O Lord. The only possession I truly have is your love, and I ask you for nothing more. And that's our reading today from chapter 2, verse 8 of the Song of Solomon, and from the comments of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. As usual, a free transcript of today's reading is available at our website. The address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.